So if there are elders who are at fault, at that time, it's difficult to tell them. So do we just adjust? Yes, it depends on the nature of our relationship with them as well as their nature. Sometimes, some elders are very authoritarian. Sometimes the other elders are understanding. So it depends on their nature, first of all. That some people just, they don't see the fact. They just see the fact that you pointed out that I was wrong. How dare you have the audacity to do that? So if that is the situation, then we may just recognize that maybe I'm not the right person. Maybe somebody who's of their age, some other relative, then maybe somebody whom they consider equal, or their brother, their sister, their spouse, or whoever it might be. We can talk with them, and maybe they can talk. So we can find the appropriate channel. But sometimes they might just be open to understanding. And especially when we are talking, it's important how we talk. You already see there are three things. There is action, there is emotion, and there is ascription. Ascription means judgment. So for example, if I begin by saying, "No, you are so lazy." I'm not lazy, I work so hard. So here what has happened is we have made a judgment, we have put a label. But if I say, every day when you wake up so late, I feel irritated. So there is objective action. Now you wake up so late, this is a fact. There's not so much debate over that. But as soon as there's a label is something which makes people very defensive or aggressive. So unfortunately, what happens is when you are so insensitive, when you are so self-righteous, you are so like this, you are so like that, you just get. We, rather than focusing on the objective behavior, so that means there's a behavior which causes an emotion within us. And based on an emotion, there's a particular judgment that we make. Say, you are so careless, you are so insensitive. Why? Because you forget whatever you're supposed to. So then, okay, so what happens is we can focus on the action. Now the action is not a matter of debating. That action has happened. So if when we focus on the action, then we also start seeing what actually really happened. Otherwise the mind makes a big issue, when actual issue is very small. So focus on the action, and then based on the action, we can tell our emotion. When you don't do this, I feel neglected, I feel rejected, I feel hurt, or I feel burdened, because then I have to do it. Because that is what you have promised to do, or whatever it is. So what happens is, rather than making a judgment about the other person, we can make a statement of their action and the emotional effect that it has on us. Generally, in close relationships, people don't want to intentionally hurt each other. Sometimes unintentionally get hurt. We all want to live together, and we all want to be as happy as possible. So sometimes we may have enemies who deliberately want to hurt us. But most often, it's not necessary for us to assume that the other person is malicious. Just that sometimes because of the nature or whatever. So if we tell the action and the emotion, then we are not threatening them. You see, this was the action, and this was the effect on me of that. Then sometimes people see reason. So unfortunately, sometimes we don't talk about the emotion, we don't talk about the action, we directly make the judgment. You are so this, you are so that. And then it just makes matters worse. So as is appropriate, we can communicate. And sometimes we just have to tolerate. So when we tolerate, we should know that Krishna is also watching. That Krishna is noticing, and when we are exhibiting the tolerance, Krishna appreciates that. Because for a devotee, the major difference between a devotee's relationship with others and a non-devotee's relationship is that a devotee is actually not just relating with the other person, a devotee is relating with Krishna also. So in every relationship for a devotee, there's Krishna in third person. And we don't necessarily have to work for the other person. We are working for Krishna. And in that circumstance, we may be serving that person. We may be doing something for that purpose. If we think that I'm serving this person is so like, why should I serve them? We feel like that. But if you understand that I'm serving Krishna, And Krishna will appreciate. Even this person doesn't appreciate. Then that can give us a higher impetus for not just responding at the same level of consciousness that they are acting. We can act at a wiser level of consciousness. Sometimes, also, if there is too much hurt coming in a relationship, we may have to create some distance. We don't interact so much with that person. We don't count so much on that person. So, all that can be done, but we can do it in a non-judgmental way. Then, we can do what is expected at the same time, protect ourselves from unnecessary hurt. Does that answer the question? Thank you. Okay. Yes, Nathalie?